Now we're going to go to our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, Beth McDonald, who is going to share with us what is, in her world, what is coming up astrologically as far as the events of, here we are in the second to last day of October, going into November, December, and into 2011.
Hey there, Richard.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing very well. How are things going as far as the Earth spins and the charts are reading as far as we talked last time about Venus in retrograde? I don't ever like to hear about Mercury in retrograde, and I have a feeling I didn't care much for Venus in retrograde either, but tell me a little bit about that.
Well, you know, Venus rules love. It rules your relationships. It rules money. And money matters. It rules your relationship to money. And so what I see a lot right now in clients is a renewed focus on their financial matters. A lot of times old bills come due or financial things happen. It's certainly a huge driver of the election right now, that sort of thing. In people, though, it's also a time of reconnecting, a renewed desire for connection with God and with our fellows. And a lot of times you see old friends, old lovers, people you hadn't seen in a while show up during a Venus retrograde.
Interesting.
It's a good time to reconnect. And then you factor on to that. Now, I'd love, Lisa, it's so good to hear you speak, and I'd love to know the Mayan perspective on this particular weekend, because in the Celtic culture, this is the new year. This is like the starting of a whole new cycle, the ending of the harvest season and the beginning of another. And, you know, today and tomorrow are the most sacred days in the Celtic calendar, and it's a time when our intuition is stronger, our dreams are more vivid, and it very definitely a time of reconnecting with our community.
Lisa?
I don't have an exact response to that, but just synchronistically, I would like to affirm that Monday, when we come out of Halloween and we're in the Day of the Dead, we are actually in the same exact energy as December 21st, 2012. So we can wake up to that after we've been through our Celtic renewal.
We get to go through this twice.
Yeah, several times.
So to speak.
Well, it's just a very powerful time. It's just a very powerful time. And what I know, and I'm sure you see the same thing, Lisa, is a lot of times the intensity of a moment really can scare people or knock them off their feet or make them feel less confident. And a lot of what I find myself saying to people right now is like, just breathe. You know, nothing's really wrong. This is just what is, and there's a lot of grace here. So be sure to breathe and ground and stay open and present for the magic. It's not all, it's not all the death, destruction, and mayhem end of a cycle. Cycle is also about the rebirth, the regeneration. You know, focus on the good stuff, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting. And you're going to be joining us in studio in November as we open the phones to take people's calls throughout the entire month of November, every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. You'll be offering people an opportunity to get a short reading from you.
Yes.
Great.
Thank you so much.
You bet, and we'll look forward to seeing you then. How can people get in touch with you?
Oh, through my websites, BethMcDonaldConsulting.com.
Okay, BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, and Beth, we will talk to you next week.
Excellent, and thanks again. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.